And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. From heading the Michigan Department of Information Technology to now serving as the Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Networks and Information Integration and the Department of Defense Chief Information Officer, Terry Takai knows more about cyber infrastructure and security than, well, almost anyone. She's in Lansing tonight, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program, Ms. Takai.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on the show.
The 10th anniversary of 9/11 is now just days away, and while we haven't seen any terrorist attacks in the U.S. since, we have seen multiple cyber attacks with high-level computer programmers and hackers all over the world, some that are enemies of the U.S. What kind of cyber attacks are you most concerned about?
Well, we're concerned about any number of kinds of attacks. First of all, obviously, we have a significant amount of effort protecting all of our networks so that no one can get to very sensitive information we have. And we're concerned about our suppliers and our industrial partners because we've seen an increasing number of attacks on looking to steal secrets from those entities. So we're concerned about ourselves, and we're also concerned about our industrial partners.
How secure are our national secrets with the Internet, basically allowing anyone with enough skill to get into almost any network?
Well, I think we can be quite comfortable that we are putting significant effort on this. And so we have a number of experts in our National Security Agency. Department of Defense has stood up a new command called U.S. Cyber Command. So we have an enormous amount of attention and some really, really high-level expertise really watching this issue.
How many cyber attacks do we see every day when it comes to the Defense Department's network and those of some of our big manufacturers and companies in the U.S.? Is it essentially a daily event?
Oh, definitely. It's a daily event. And they're coming in, as you say, from all different types of companies. They're coming in from individuals. They're coming in on an international basis. But again, there's significant effort that we put into it. We certainly share information with others. And so it's one of those things where you're never 100% secure, but it's important to stay vigilant because there's always going to be that threat out there.
When we talk about cyber attacks, are we basically talking about someone trying to get in and get information, or are there more dubious things that can be done through these kinds of attacks?
Well, there are any number of things. I think that it is largely a concern about getting in and looking at information, but if you recall, the government in Estonia actually had a situation where they had an attack that actually shut down parts of their infrastructure. And so while that was an extreme, you know, we have to be vigilant in, all different types of situations.
When you see groups like Anonymous, which is made up of essentially random hackers who have a social agenda usually, and they seem to be able to break into all kinds of corporate systems, is that an indication that we really can't control these kinds of high-level hacking behaviors?
Well, I don't know that we can't control them. I think that we have to make sure that companies and all the entities, whether they're government entities or private sector entities, are putting the protections in place that are necessary to really protect our information. And I think that's an educational process so that everyone understands the seriousness and the ability of the technology to actually protect from these types of attacks. Sometimes we know about it, but they aren't always necessarily in our networks as well as they should be.
I'm talking to Terry Takai. She's the Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Networks and Information Integration and the Department of Defense Chief Information Officer. Ms. Takai, China is accused of having state-sponsored hackers which have targeted U.S. sites. How much of a problem is that, and is there anything we can really do about it?
Well, I think there are any number of questions, and certainly I wouldn't pick out one country over another, but there are a number of different countries that we are always looking out at, and we have the same kinds of protections as it relates to the way we look at our international situations as we do from any private sector companies or any organizations like Anonymous. So I don't know that I'd single out any single organization. I think it's something that we have to be vigilant about, both from the standpoint of other countries, but also from the standpoint of those types of organizations.
Now, I'm certainly not a hacking expert, but I do know that they can typically completely mask their location and cause all kinds of confusion when it comes to tracking them. Even if you're able to block hackers' efforts, are you really able to effectively find out where they're coming from exactly and identify them?
No, that's a very, I think you're very accurate in that concern, because clearly the internet was meant to be ubiquitous access, and that means that it's very difficult to identify exactly where these kinds of things are coming from. So what we're very focused on is making sure that we can protect our information and making sure that we can stop any of these kinds of intrusions, because it isn't so much anymore a case of actually being able to know where that attack is coming from.
I know there are concerns that our electrical grid could be manipulated, shut down, or damaged through a cyber attack. Does that potential really exist?
Well, we're working with the Department of Homeland Security, who is responsible for really ensuring our critical infrastructure protection. And I know that they have a lot of activity in working with the critical infrastructure providers to ensure that that does not happen.
Is there any realistic possibility that a cyber attack could take down our national internet network for any significant amount of time, or is the system so robust and redundant that at this point that would be impossible?
Well, I don't know that you can ever say impossible, because there are certainly a number of very smart people out there, but the level of sophistication of the organizations that really protect our internet and really protect all of our technology services really matches what the threat is. And so I think we can feel secure. But at the same token, I think we all have to be vigilant about our personal information, because clearly we have to be responsible for it in a way that we probably never thought we were going to be when the internet first started.
And for U.S. citizens using the internet, which almost all of us are obviously at this point, is there anything that's really private anymore when it comes to transmitting data through the internet, or is that just simply not the case?
No, information is still very private. I think that it would be a misperception to say that it is not. But at the same token, I think we have to be aware that there have been situations where private information has been compromised. So I don't know that we can say that it's not at all private, but at the same token, I think we need to be vigilant about things like the way we handle our information, things like our passwords and, you know, making sure that we're being responsible for our information as well.
I know there's a huge database out there that companies use that basically it holds the information to what type of activity we do on the internet, the types of websites we go to, and so on. Do you view that as a security concern?
No, I don't. I think it's really a part of the internet. You know, we have the value of the internet and the kinds of things that we can use the internet for. But at the same time, as I say, we have to be aware that, you know, our information is out there, and we have to make sure that we're taking steps to protect it.
Finally, is there any kind of governmental tracking of the internet activity in the U.S., especially when there are national security concerns?
Well, we do at DOD and with DHS maintain a vigilant activity to ensure that we are looking at and understand the internet traffic that DOD is using, and DHS does the same to make sure that our government is protected. So we focus very much on government, and those are the things that, you know, we're concerned with. And I think you can be assured that we're very active and we're very proactive about making sure that our national defenses are protected.
Terry Takei, Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Networks and Information Integration and the Department of Defense Chief Information Officer. She's in Lansing tonight. Thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.